It's the Cognizant Classic Live.
Scottie Scheffler wins his second green jacket. Nelly Korda continues to absolutely crush the LPGA competition, and a 15-year-old phenom turning heads on the Korn Ferry Tour. Welcome in to the only golf radio show in Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast. It is the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches Live right here on ESPN 106.3 and streaming free on the ESPN app. I am Cyrus Wittig, and we've got a lot to cover in the world of golf. Let's tee it up, tee it off with the front nine, where we cover the biggest stories in golf from the past week. Number one, as you might guess, centers around Scottie Scheffler, who left no doubt about his dominance on the PGA Tour. He took home his second green jacket last Sunday, winning the 88th playing of the Masters, finished 11 under par, four strokes in front of second place finisher Ludvig Åberg. We'll get to him a little bit later, but here is Jim Nantz on the call of Scheffler's Masters victory.
His stardom confirmed.
Again, Jim Nantz with the call there, letting the crowd do most of the work. Scottie Scheffler wraps up his second major, both of them at Augusta National. Again, Sunday belonged to Scheffler, but heading in to the final round, there were some other guys hanging around, ready to make a move. Scheffler started Sunday 7-under, Colin Morikawa, Max Homa, Ludvig Åberg at 6, 5, and 4-under, respectively. For Morikawa, the only golfer to shoot under par in the first three rounds of the tournament, he just, you know, could not find any momentum on Sunday to really make Scheffler sweat. Seven straight pars for Morikawa to open his final round. He did birdie 8. He gave it back and then some with a double bogey on 9, and then a deja vu moment with another double bogey at 11, dropped him at the time to 3 under par, and again at the time, he was 5 strokes back of Scheffler, who had gotten to 8 under. Morikawa did shoot 1 under down the stretch, but again got nowhere close to Scheffler, who pulled away late. For Max Homa, he entered Sunday, again, 5 under, 2 back of the lead. He was on the verge of making things pretty interesting on the back 9. He got as low as 7 under after a birdie on 10. Amen Corner, though, reared its, not ugly, beautiful, but dangerous head. Homa doubles on the par 3 12th. That essentially ended his comeback bid. And finally, one of the best stories of the weekend, the 24-year-old Ludvig Åberg, who in his first major championship start, not his first Masters, his first major, finishes second, 3 strokes in front of the third place finishers, takes home a cool $2.1 million. And if there was any guy who really, really put pressure on Scheffler last Sunday, it was him. I mean, he birdied 2, he birdied 7, he birdied 9, got to 7 under par. But like Morikawa, Amen Corner proved fatal for Åberg. He double bogeys 11. That sent him 3 shots back of Scheffler, and Scottie did the rest. Let's go to hole number 2 on the only golf radio show in Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast. It is the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches Live right here on ESPN 106.3. Again, Cyrus Wittig with you. And it was a great edition of the Masters, the 88th playing at Augusta National. Scottie Scheffler takes home his second green jacket in 3 years, but not so great. Actually, pretty worrisome, the TV ratings at the Masters. And this is something I read about, something I mentioned last week. The target number on the low end was 10 million viewers for the 88th Masters. And if golf, you know, the experts, the media TV experts basically said if they can get to 10 million viewers, then that quells, if you will, the worries of the lack of interest that has, you know, been an issue for golf in the last, really in the calendar year, spawning from the split between LIV Golf and the PGA, the ratings did not get there. They did not get to 10. CBS reported that 9.59 million average viewers tuned in to see Scheffler solidify his second green jacket. That is down 2.5 million viewers from Jon Rahm's win last year. And if you take away 2020 and 2021, both tournaments impacted by COVID, it would have been, or it was, the lowest rated Masters since 1993. And you may ask yourself, you know, why did so few people tune in? I mean, it's tough to say, tough to give one reason. First thought is, well, you know, no Tiger down the stretch, but he did qualify. He did make the cut for the 24th straight year. He did implode on Saturday and Sunday, but he was around. You think about the storyline on Sunday, there were big names at the top of the board. Again, Scheffler, number one in the world. Colin Morikawa, another major winner. Bryson DeChambeau, a major winner now over at LIV Golf, but a divisive figure a little bit. Maybe get some eyes on him. Max Homa trying to make a charge for his first major. Homa may not be a household name to the casual golf fan, but a pretty big presence with the younger demographic. Got a good social media following. Potentially that could have driven some younger viewers to the screen. And then lastly, the Swede who I've mentioned before, Ludvig Åberg, making his first start in a major, of course, first start in the Masters. A real opportunity to make a move down the stretch. The tournament had the storylines. They just did not get the viewers they wanted. And look, I mean, Augusta National, they probably don't care all that much. I mean, they know they're going to be the most watched major. They are not sweating the TV ratings, and they certainly aren't struggling for cash. But again, those figures, not a great sign as we head into the summer and the major season for golf. So we'll have to see how things look, and of course we'll know the ratings after this weekend for the RBC Heritage Open, which is going on right now. Moving on to hole number three here on the Front Nine. It's the only golf radio show in Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast. It is the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches Live, something that Augusta National definitely cares about, since they make about half their money on Masters Week or Masters Week weekend in merchandising. This is crazy. In an Illinois federal court, a man was charged in the transport of millions of dollars of Masters merchandise and memorabilia stolen from Augusta National Golf Club in Georgia. As far as I know, it's unclear what exactly was stolen. You know, maybe, you know, just polo shirts and shorts and tumblers and whatever, hats, of course. But the crazy thing is, the items were taken from Augusta beginning in 2009 and apparently went up to 2022. So 13 years this guy was stealing merch from Augusta National. And look, I do not support a crime spree by any means, but Augusta National, I mean, one of the most highly secured events in sports. And if you try to take something from the shop, I think you're going to have all the other patrons, as they call them, ratting on you, because, you know, the Masters is all about golf, all about respect. And, you know, I don't think, I just think you'd have a lot of eyes on you if you're trying to steal something. So this makes it even crazier. But again, to get away with that from stealing from Augusta National for 13 years, I don't know, maybe he should have been hunting bigger game. He could have retired a bit earlier. Approaching the halfway mark here on the Front Nine, you are listening to the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches Live right here on ESPN 106.3. And although Scottie Scheffler might be the best man on the golf course right now, Nelly Korda on the LPGA Tour is surely the most dominant. This weekend, Korda will go for her fifth straight LPGA win at the Chevron Championship. If you didn't hear me or didn't believe me, again, Nelly Korda, going for her fifth straight LPGA tournament win this weekend. It's the Chevron Championship. It also happens to be the first major of the LPGA season. And man, if you're the LPGA, you got to figure out a way to take advantage of this or just the superstardom of Nelly Korda. You could easily make the argument that the appetite for women's sports has never been higher. You know, think about Caitlin Clark with basketball, the 300% rise in the WNBA draft ratings. And look, I know this is different, but with Korda, you've got a Florida native, homegrown American talent, 25 years old, entering her prime, going through arguably the most dominant stretch of golf in history. LPGA has to capitalize because this might be a once-in-a-lifetime chance. Again, Nelly Korda going for her fifth straight LPGA win at the Chevron Championship. And a little update on where she is in that tournament. And what do you know? She's in first. Nelly Korda leads the field 7-under, shot a 68 round one, 69 yesterday. And she leads the Chevron Championship, the first major of the LPGA season, going for her fifth straight tournament win. We are past the halfway mark now on the Front Nine. You are listening to the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches live, and everyone loves a phenom. Golf might have another one by way of 15-year-old Miles Russell. Russell is the AJCA reigning player of the year. He won the Junior PGA Championship, and just Thursday, he shot a front nine 31 at the Lecom Suncoast Classic on the Korn Ferry Tour, a front nine 31 for 15-year-old Miles Russell on the Korn Ferry Tour. Korn Ferry Tour, that's one step below the PGA. He's playing against grown men, fighting tooth and nail for their Q card, the right to go to the big leagues. Russell finished 3-under par, teed off Friday afternoon, 8 back of the lead. But when you hear his name, Miles Russell, for the first time in the big screen playing in a major, just remember you heard it here first. Again, Cyrus Wittig with you on the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches live, ESPN 106.3, streaming free on the ESPN app. And speaking of phenoms, this one obviously all grown up, Rory McIlroy. He won the PGA title 2 days before his 21st birthday, and has gone on to put together a Hall of Fame career. Earlier this week, Rory denied reports that there have been discussions of an $850 million contract for him, plus an equity stake with LIV Golf. Let's take a listen.
Rory, there has been some buzz in social media circles and media circles that you have been offered and contemplating a move to LIV Golf with some pretty astronomical numbers. What's your reaction?
I honestly don't know how these things get started. I've never been offered a number from LIV, and I've never contemplated going to LIV. I think I've made it clear over the past 2 years that I don't think it's something for me. Doesn't mean that I judge people that have went and played over there. I think one of the things that I've realized over the past 2 years is, you know, people can make their own decisions for, you know, whatever they think is best for themselves, and you know, who are we to judge them for that? But personally for me, you know, my future is here on the PGA Tour, and it's never been any different.
Mm. Do you have any idea of the origin of where this comes from?
No idea. Like, I think over the last 2 years, there's been so many rumors of guys, you know, and I think, you know, you need to, you know, I think the one thing that I've realized as well is, you know, guys need to keep an open mind. And I'm sure there's been players that are still playing on the PGA Tour that have talked to, you know, the guys from LIV and had offers and whatever. I've no idea. You know, it's never even been a conversation for us. It's one of those things. It's unfortunate that we have to deal with it, and, you know, this is the state that our game's in. And I'm obviously here today, and I'm playing this PGA Tour event next week, and I will play the PGA Tour for the rest of my career.
That was Rory McIlroy telling Todd Lewis from Golf Central that LIV Golf rumors are false. Rory McIlroy, as you heard it, committing to play for the PGA Tour for the rest of his career. And you can all hear the collective sigh of relief for all the decision makers at the PGA. Rory McIlroy sort of been the spokesperson unofficially for the PGA and in the split with LIV Golf. He, you know, had a lot, really harsh comments, which he's, I think, you know, kind of softened his stance and, as he said, been a bit more understanding. But yeah, if Rory McIlroy goes, and again, he is denying it, even though that $850 million deal, that sways could sway a lot of people. That would be, I don't know, a death blow, but that would be bad news for the PGA Tour. But of course, don't have to worry about it as of this minute. Again, Cyrus Wittig with you. It's the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beach as we are heading to the seventh hole here on the front nine, getting you the top nine stories in golf from the past week. And speaking of dollar signs and just how much money is in golf these days compared to yesteryear, these were some pretty wild stats from Jamie Kennedy on Twitter. Jamie calculated that if you took Tiger Woods' finishes back in his 2000 season when he smashed the PGA Tour record and brought home almost $11 million, if he won those same tournaments with the 2024 level prize money, he would have had made $92.3 million. So again, back in 2000, Tiger wins $11 million. If he wins those same events with today's prize money, he wins over $92 million. Back in 2000, Tiger's largest take-home prize was exactly $1 million. It was the only seven-digit check that Tiger received that year, at least from playing golf on the PGA Tour. The same results in 2024, he would have seen a seven-figure check, million-plus, 13 times, not including the $25 million he would have gotten from winning the FedEx Cup. And again, I don't think anybody should feel sorry for Tiger or his wallet, but man, those stats are wild. Thought I'd share those with you. Okay, last two here on the front nine. This one I love. Lauren Coughlin is currently in the hunt at the 2024 Chevron Classic, the first major of the year for the LPGA Tour. And on the bag for Coughlin caddying, none other than her husband. Apparently, Coughlin's husband, John Pond, had been begging her to let him caddy. She finally gave in. And in the first go-round, they missed the cut. The following week, Coughlin finished in the top 10 for the fourth time. For now, her husband has earned the job, and honestly, that's a pretty sick gig if you can make it work. I mean, a lot of husbands and wives, I don't think could. Of course, that's no shame. No guarantees that me and my fiance could make that work. She definitely wouldn't put up, if I were a professional golfer, she definitely could not put up with my temper. But, you know, you get to travel the world, make money together, win trophies. Sounds pretty sick. On the other side, you know, my fiance is a heck of a tennis player, and I always say that I would happily be her bag boy. And now I've got a bit of a precedent. So thanks, guys. Finishing up here, the front nine on the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. Let's keep it simple. Give you a leaderboard update as we start Saturday. And on the PGA Tour, it is the RBC Heritage. It is taking place at Hilton Head in South Carolina. It's a par 71. $20 million in the purse. Matt Fitzpatrick won this thing last year, and it is tight at the top. Four-way tie for pole position at 11 under. Tom Hogue, Sepp Straka, Colin Morikawa, JT Poston, right behind them at 10 under. Patrick Rogers, and look who it is, Ludvig Åberg, again, second at the Masters last weekend. Mackenzie Hughes, Patrick Cantlay, Sahith Theegala, at nine. Scotty Scheffler made a huge move today, was six under, shot a 65 in round two. He is three back of the lead. A few other big names to look out for: Rory McIlroy, seven under, four back. Austin Eckroat, the winner of the 2024 Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches, he is five back at seven under. Xander Schauffele shot seven under today. He is six under and five back. So again, a lot of big names back on the course after the Masters at the RBC Heritage. Going over to the LPGA, gave you a quick look just a few moments ago, but as I said, Nelly Korda in the lead, looking for her fifth straight tournament victory. She's got a couple women on her heels. Hey, Ranru at 6 under and a handful at 5 and 4 under par. So we'll see if Nelly Korda can pull it off. 68 round one, 69 in round two would be the fifth straight tournament victory for Nelly Korda. Just incredible. We are going to take a quick break here on the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches Live. When we come back, we'll talk a little business with my guy Andy Cagnetta. That is next. You are listening to ESPN 106.3.